Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Night Visions with WPRS. I'm Eric, and you guys know Wendy. She'll be joining us shortly with the new showtime. Sometimes she's a little behind because she's, you know, spending time with her daughter, but she'll be here shortly. Of course, I'm here with Visionique and Nakoma. I know I failed to mention them the last time, and I felt bad, so I figured I better mention them this time. I hope everybody's staying warm out there because, man, these temperatures have been crazy. I mean, I can't get over. One week we're 70s and here 50s, and then the next week we're 28 and 30 and all that good stuff. Well, anyway, I bet you guys saw that announcement that Wendy had made that our fur babies had babies. We have now 3 baby kittens. They are so adorable. So adorable. And we already have a friend that's interested in one. So we'll just keep the other 2. So we'll have 4 cats. Yay! Isn't that awesome? Just love our cats. I also want to let you guys know that we will not be doing the polar plunge. We had planned on it, but something came up and weren't able to do that, and I apologize about that. We appreciate everybody that was there to support us, and we hope to get back into that hopefully next year. That's our goal. I wanted to let everybody also know not to forget on February 8th, which is the day of the polar plunge, but also at 360, they're having that seance and that investigation. So if you can make it to that, you will not regret going. You will have a great time. And I believe like from 1 to 4, they're actually going to do readings, and they are spectacular. They do an awesome job, you know, so you want to make sure you get out there. I also wanted to mention again, Ruka, if you're listening, just want to let you know, congratulations again for winning that book, and we will get that book to you as soon as possible. So don't think we have forgotten, because I know you're going to love that book when you get it. Because, I don't know, for those that listened in on the show, that author, she was amazing. I mean, she was just filled with knowledge and all the places that she had gone. Some of them I actually went to, and some of the ones I want to go. So you guys will have to make sure, if you didn't win the book, make sure you buy the book, because it is packed with information. And guess who's here?
Hi, everyone.
It's Wendy, and she doesn't seem happy, but anyway, I also wanted to say, I wanted to let Tony, I know he said he was going to try listening tonight, but if you listen later, Tony will still checking into that you had won. So I'll keep you updated on that. So don't think we've forgotten that either. And also, I'm still asking anybody that's interested to please, if you have any show ideas, we would love for, you know, you to share them with us, because, you know, we're always looking for ideas. We do have some amazing shows planned for you guys. Okay, Wendy just killed a spider that was like the size of, I don't know, like really small.
No, but...
And she cracked its head open, so I don't think we'll have to worry about the spider. I was trying to think, there was something else I wanted to tell everybody. Oh, yeah, on the side of Busch Gardens, make sure you make it out this next season, because you know they have that new roller coaster, the Pantheon, and from what I'm hearing, it is going to be super cool, super awesome, and a lot of fun. And I know I'm talking a lot, but like I said, something's bothering Wendy right now. So, well, anyway, what we wanted to do tonight, we wanted to basically just have a laid-back show and just kind of chat with you guys. But before I begin, I wanted to pose a question that Tony posed with me, and I was thinking about it all afternoon. But it's a curiosity question. and would love to hear everybody's ideas. So if you could either go to Wendy's page or my page or WPRS's page or Night Vision's page or Visionique's page.
Go somewhere.
Well, she means that in a good way, guys and gals. But anyway, the question he asked me is, with spirits, for them, is stuff happening in real time, or is their time slower than our time? How do we appear to them? And is it possible that they're wearing, you know, clothes that either they wore, like if they just recently passed, are they wearing the clothes, like, let's say, Nike? Does it have the labels on the shirt? I mean, I know that sounds silly, but it's just one of those questions, like, you know, what is it like?
Are they wearing the clothes that they got killed in, or are they wearing the clothes that they were buried in?
And I actually found something that's kind of a little bit related to part of his question, and I'm trying to bring it up now, but as you guys know, this computer sometimes, but let's see, let me find it. But it says, does ghost see us in reality when we see them in our dreams? And I was trying to see. It says a big no to all these existence. It says, as I researched till now about gods, ghosts, and other supernatural powers, what I concluded is no. Well, I tend to disagree with that, but it says we humans easily caught up to psychological things when it comes to these subjects. Around 95% of humans believe in these things. Should be 100%. And it's, and this person said, when people say that I saw this in real and blah, blah, I always think that their mind got distracted with psychological things. Every country has their own beliefs because of their civilization. So this, you know, once again, I guess it's basically, you know, everybody has their own thoughts. But that to me is kind of a curiosity thing too, because I always wondered what it was like, because I know when my grandfather passed away, he actually showed himself to each of his grandchildren, but in a different instance. Like, he was always a jokester towards my brother at the time. I'm sorry, I don't consider my brother anymore, but
another story for another day.
Yes. But he was always a jokester towards him, so he was constantly doing jokes. But this is what the crazy part is. My mom had given each of us a picture of him doing what he loved to do, cook out on a grill. And on the same exact time, all three of us, and you know, I'm in North Carolina, my brother's in Florida, my sister's living in Georgia, we all called my mom and told her that these pictures had dropped and cracked, and they all had the same crack. Now, I didn't talk to my brother or sister, they didn't talk to me before talking to mom, but we all had the same thing happen. So is it possible that, you know, he decided to prank us all? And then there's, you know, it's talking, you know, because a lot of people don't believe in ghosts. And I don't understand why, because, you know, with all the proof that has been shown and seen, it's kind of hard not to believe in them. And I found an article that's kind of interesting. It says, if you believe in ghosts, you're not alone. Cultures all around the world believe in spirits that survive death to live in another realm. And the way I look at it, and I know it's been mentioned, I feel like a lot of times spirits hang around because they have unfinished business or there was something they need to tell and they didn't get to tell it while they were alive. And it said, in fact, ghosts are among the most widely believed of paranormal phenomena. Millions of people are interested in ghosts. This is a 2013 Harris poll found that 43% of Americans believe in ghosts. And it says the idea that the dead remain with us in spirit is an ancient one, appearing in countless stories from the Bible to Macbeth. It even spawned a folklore genre, ghost stories. Belief in ghosts is part of a larger web of related paranormal beliefs, including near-death experience, life after death, and spirit communication. The belief offers many people comfort who don't want to believe that our beloved but deceased family members aren't looking out for us or with us in our time of need.
I don't know.
That makes sense.
The science and logic of ghosts. There is no logic in paranormal.
Yeah, no, this says one difficulty is scientifically evaluating ghosts is that a surprisingly wide variety of phenomena are attributed to ghosts, from a door closing on its own, to missing keys, to a cold area in a hallway, to a vision of a dead relative. It said when sociologists Dennis and Michelle Waskell interviewed ghost experiencers for the book they did, they found that many participants were not sure that they had encountered a ghost and remained uncertain that such phenomena were even possible, simply because they did not see something that approximated the conventional image of a ghost instead. Many of our respondents were simply convinced that they had experienced something uncanny. And see, this, there again, that's why this is like a touchy subject, because a lot of people feel differently. Like, you know, I work with some people, and I guess it's because of where I work, but I work with some people, and they consider that certain things are the Antichrist when it refers to the paranormal. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I tend to disagree with that because, you know, paranormal is what you make it. And everybody has given that a bad name. They think, like, all paranormal investigators are, you know, possessed by the devil or got issues. You know, everybody has issues. But I just, you know, because I heard one person mention that when you have these, like, it's almost like a paracon, but it's like with spiritualists and all that.
Like when they have them in those hotels and stuff?
Right. Well, certain people I work with, and I'm not going to mention names because I'm that type of person, but they thought with all these places, all they associated it with was with Ouija boards.
Oh, Ouija boards. No.
And
a really cool one is coming to your work.
It is?
Isn't it?
Oh, no. That's a different story.
Oh.
Crazy story.
Oh, okay.
But I guess what I'm saying is I wish people that didn't understand the paranormal wouldn't be so harsh in their judgment and try to say that, because, you know, I'm first to admit, you know, I feel I'm strong in my faith, but I am a paranormal investigator. And so, I mean, does that make me a bad person? Does that mean I'm condemned to go to hell now?
My mother thinks so.
Okay. Well, I guess I am condemned. Although, considering the way some people treat you, you might think you're already in hell. So.
I am. Thank you.
Okay. And then I was doing some other checking because, like I said, there's just so many different things about, you know, different. And I was trying to check. I was like, you know, how would somebody know, when people talk about how would they know if their house is haunted? Because some of the symptoms of a house being haunted, a lot of people could say, like, symptoms of a haunting, disappearance or reemergence of objects in the house.
That happens in my house all the damn time.
And my thing is, and this is not putting Wendy down, but, you know, sometimes she does get really, forgetful. And she has, like, she doesn't have keys. She has a key fob, which is like this big old chunk of plastic.
Yeah.
And she happens to lose that. Well, it doesn't get lost because something's playing a joke. It's because she forgets where she put it.
Else.
And then another thing is finding unidentified objects in the house. Now, I've never done that. But I guess, you know, what if a friend plays a joke on you and leaves something in your house, you know? Are you supposed to think, oh, no, something? And then another symptom, appearance of unexplained marks around the house, like scratch marks on the walls, weird faces on the cupboards or walls.
Sounds like Matrix and...
Yeah, true. Hearing weird sounds or sounds of doors closing or opening, banging, laughter, walking, speaking in the absence of any source. Now, on that, the thing you got to learn to discern, and that's why I'm saying it, you got to learn, but, you know, you got to do some of these places that are older. There's going to be creaks. There's going to be doors that, you know, close on their own. It's just, you just got to learn how to tell the difference. And here's that one I was saying, the sudden changes in temperature. 70% of the time, the temperature becomes hot, while 30% of the time, it becomes cold. Well, right now, the way your temperatures are, you know, depending on the insulation of your house, your house might appear to be cold in some places.
My house is cold in some places.
So, and I'm not trying to be like the bad person now and say I don't believe in that, because you honestly can tell the difference, because the cold that you feel is not the normal cold.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of cold that you could basically... think to the movie Titanic, and remember when they were in that water? Think about that's what it felt like, just going into that water, and that's how cold you'll feel. And it says lights or electric equipment going on and off repeatedly are not working without any reason. Now, that one, I believe, that one's mobile phone's not working.
Oh, well, we live in the country. It don't work anyway.
Well, we got Sprint, too. Oh, I said Sprint. I'm sorry. Beep. I should have beeped that out. Sorry. Ooh, cats or dogs whining and barking unnecessarily.
Did you tell them what we have?
I did. I told them about the fur babies that we had, three, and one was spoken for, but decided to keep the other two, so now we're going to have...
Did you tell them my names them already?
Oh, Lord, no. Yeah, might as well share that with them. Get ready to laugh, everybody.
All right. Their names are Dell, Wendell, and Carrie.
If you guys need any help on knowing why she picked those names, just go to a DeLorean's concert.
And know that their daddy, the father cat, is Bacon.
Yes. Oh. Now, see, this is an interesting one. Unexplained death of pets like cats. Killarney.
Well, I don't think that's because we have a ghost anywhere around. I think that's because we got mean-ass neighbors.
Well, I wish I could find out, because it still, to this day, bothers me. And this has unusual happenings like sudden onslaught of pests like bed bugs, red ants, cockroaches, or rodents. Well, we live in the country, so we have rodents. We got an abundance of rodents.
Sudden unexplained appearance of religious symbols.
You know, like a cross or the OM symbol in the house. These symbols are created by negative energies using their supernatural powers and are infused with illusory energy, also known as, oh my gosh, Mojave energy. Negative energies mislead people into believing that such symbols are miraculous positive signs when in fact they are laden with black energy by them. One can only understand that such an event is attacked by using one's sixth sense. Oh, unexplained discord and animosity in the house.
My mama has ghosts.
I think the ghosts would be scared to go there. Oh, listen to this. Frequent unexplained illnesses or other problems like financial problems in the house.
Hey, we got ghosts.
Hey, we do. I don't want this next one. Consecutive unexplained death in the house.
Mm.
Feeling the presence in the house. I've done that here.
Feel the presence in the house?
Yes. Finding unexplained blood stains on clothes and objects or on the floor.
Had tons of that in my room.
Yeah. Feeling of being watched.
Yeah.
And actually seeing ghosts. Because I'll tell you, I've told you guys before, we have a little black boy.
We have an African-American boy.
Okay, sorry. And he frequently comes here, and he's all the time messing with me. Messing with, like, my alarm on my phone, playing on my phone. Oh, he has a good old time, but...
He's in your room.
But I told him he's welcome, so... That's kind
of... Now, we want to bring the Ouija board out.
Yeah, so everybody knows now. I have a Ouija board. I guess I'm...
We're the devil, damn it.
I'm the Antichrist, I guess.
So who thinks that I'm stupid because I don't want to vision because not wrong. Who thinks I'm stupid because I don't want to close the once I open the portal I don't want to close it?
Yeah, I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with the Ouija board. What happens is you're actually opening a gateway, and you have to, like, when you're done, you have to actually close it. And you have to, you know, you're supposed to pray a blessing over your board, too. And I'm going to tell you, for those that think that a Ouija board is totally evil, it isn't all evil. Again, it's how you use it. Because when I was younger, I had a Ouija board back then, and I showed it to my sister because, of course, like many others, she doubted. And I showed her, we did the thing with the Ouija board, and we actually talked to a little girl who was, I guess, abused, and her father ended up killing her. And we were able to help her out, and I actually was able to help her cross over. And so, you know, like I said, it's not all bad. And I was looking at here, you know, people sometimes ask, you know, why is my house haunted? I know I'm jumping around, but like I said, you know, this was basically, I'm just filling your guys' heads with a bunch of useful information while Wendy sits there not saying much.
I have said some.
Not as much. But it says, you know, a haunted house can be a type of an attraction, like an amusement park. And a lot of times they say, like, the explanation of haunted houses is that poisonous gases such as carbon monoxide from defective gas-burning appliances are what's causing the hallucinations that people experience. So that's an interesting way to look at it. And I guess I'm weird and per se because when I hear about a haunted house, and yeah, I'm going to mention about someone we're trying to get on the show, Tony, who has had quite a few experiences at his house. And one day, I promise everybody, we're going to get him on here, as shy as he is.
You think?
Yes,
yeah.
We'll get him on there.
Okay.
But we're going to get him on here and let you share some stories because, believe it or not, some of the stuff that him and his brother have gone through, it is, like, super cool. He's like, get me out of here, but, you know, I don't know. I guess, like I said, I guess when it's in your blood, you know, this kind of stuff doesn't even bother you. I'm not fazed by stuff anymore.
I guess.
Yeah, that sigh was Wendy, if anybody was wondering. Now what I've done is, because this is really an interesting topic for me, but I found another site called Stranger Dimensions, and this has their 10 signs your house is haunted. And I'm just going to share just so you guys can see how it is, you know, based on people's, you know, I guess, interpretation of things. But a light switches on or off. Maybe your television changes channels by itself. or a strange interference occurs on your radio or telephone, it's hard to say whether or not such things might be caused by unintended house guests. But if you ever find a toaster dancing on your countertop, you know who to call. A little humor there for everybody.
A toaster dancing on your countertop.
Yes.
Nice.
It says here, according to the Association for the Scientific Study of Anomalous Phenomena, some claim that ghosts and spirits may produce static electric field changes, or even negative air ions. If this is true, perhaps it would explain why electrical disturbances occur during many reported hauntings. Now, here's one that was on the other one, disappearing objects. This one has number 8, strange noises. Now, I have been in some places where, you know, I've heard stuff, but a lot of times, like I say, and this is what I try to explain to people, like when you're watching those shows like the paranormal shows, and, you know, they're like, oh, did you hear that? Oh, what did it sound like? And then instead of letting you try to figure it out, they tell you, well, there it is. You know, a lot of times, you know, your mind will hear something or someone will say something to you, and then later you'll be like, man, I was at home and I heard this or I heard that.
And I can vouch for the fact that when you're home alone by yourself, you hear way more than you do when you're with someone else.
That's true.
Your mind goes like, it's like, bing, like your senses are in maximum overdrive because you're like waiting to hear something, you know, to make sure that everything is okay. But when you're with someone else, if you got a roommate or you got your family or whatever, and you're not really paying much attention to it, but it's like you try to produce something when you're by yourself. So, you know, you're just kind of waiting for something to happen. You're just on edge, like waiting for something to happen.
Well, that's true because I can share a story when I was younger and I got to stay home at night for the first time by myself. And, you know, I'll never forget this as long as I live. I was so proud of myself. I'm like, man, I'm going to stay by myself. I'm grown now. And I was watching Happy Days. Well, before my parents left, I think either my brother or sister said something like, don't let anybody get in while we're gone. And, you know, I just laughed that off. Well, after they left, I'm sitting there watching Happy Days. And all of a sudden, I heard someone messing with the door. And I looked down there, and it looked like someone was standing at the door. Well, you know, then I started freaking out. I went to the window because it was a two-story house, and I went to the window that was by the door, and I'm yelling out the window, this person saying, I'm alone. Leave me alone. I'm alone, and I kept hearing the door being messed with. Well, when I finally got my senses, I called the neighbor. Now, the temperature at the time was, I think, minus 10 or 20 degrees.
What the hell
were you? I was in Hannibal, Missouri.
Oh, well, thank you.
And my neighbor came out of his house in just shorts, no shoes, socks, or shirt to see. Well, right then and there, my parents got home. And they did some checking. And what had happened was, or in the way Tony says, what had happened was the wind had caught the storm door and was getting between the storm door and the door and jiggling the door. So it sounded like someone's. So as you see, because see, my brother or sister had put in my head, you know, don't it put the thought in my head. Ooh. Listen to this. It says, this person says you don't believe them. Consider the case of one person in her family who moved into an old house, formerly a church, that once belonged to an eccentric old woman. The old woman had collected all sorts of strange and occult books and other oddities, mirrors as well, which they thought she may have used to act as portals for spirits. Strangest of all, when they moved in, many of the old woman's belongings were still there, like her toothbrush, some clothes, other things like she had left in a hurry. Long story short, I've heard that every day at work, many unexplained things happened in that house, culminating with a demonic voice shouting into the witness ear, screaming that it wanted her back. It was a sound of pure hate and evil.
Mm.
Wow. Now, see, there again, I'm different because I love older houses. New houses just don't do it for me.
How about that house up the road that's part house, part church?
Oh, yeah.
That we went into.
I didn't go into it.
You didn't? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Wendy needs to tell you guys about this because I didn't get to go.
It's part house and part they attach the what is the part where it has to where the preacher stands and the that's
the pulpit.
Pulpit. It's that area. It's like that part of the church. I guess where the choir would sing to whatever. That part of the house, of the church is attached to the house, and there was some crazy crap going on up in there. In that house, it's right down the road from here. It's probably 2-3 miles from here.
You know what? That sounds like a place to take some people to.
It's no, because it's like you get in trouble, you go in there.
Oh.
But it belongs to one of our neighbors. It's Wes's house.
Oh, I might talk to him. But going back to this list, I know I'm like going all over the place, but hey, this one has number 7, rogue shadows. Shadow people come in many shapes and sizes, or so I've heard. Dark spectra, outlines, black masses, menacing silhouettes in the shapes of humans. Some are clearer, perhaps, like the Hat Man. Whether they're demons or simple ghosts or, well, eye floaters, lurking shadows in the corner of your eye may be a sign that your house is haunted. And there again, I could tell somebody, hey, do you see that black shadow over there? And, you know, most people be like, yeah, I do. So, there you go. Here's one.
Bring the baby in.
Oops, sorry about that. Wendy keeps knocking Visionique over.
Yeah, she's got, see, she's face-palmed kind of twice already.
Number 6, here's that animal, abnormal animal behavior. They say animals or even small children are particularly sensitive to the going-ons in the paranormal world. They said, I even saw a show once where rabbits, yes, rabbits, were experiencing a paranormal activity scenario. But it says, it's true, dogs and cats react to things we can't see, even if it is just from rattling pipes. If your pets are acting strangely, like dogs barking in certain areas or a cat following an invisible force with its eyes, you may have something going on. Ooh, strange dreams and nightly terrors. Sleep paralysis are, I'm not even going to pronounce that word, can explain away a lot of various and terrifying sensations. Awakening to a feeling of terror or a presence in your room, hearing footsteps, or feeling the weight of a wicked witch pressing down upon your chest. Why does it always have to be a wicked witch?
No, it's always a witch.
Number four, unexplainable feelings. Number three?
Like when you're being watched.
Oh, okay, yeah. Number three is a history of darkness. That's true. Yeah, speaking of that, I can share you guys a story about a house that shared a story of darkness. My mom and dad had a story where they went always looking at houses, and they, you know, loved old houses. Well, they went into one, and this, normally, they would walk together. But this one time, you know, my dad, for some reason, decided he wanted to go off by himself. Well, my mom said the next thing is my dad comes from upstairs, white, I mean, like, really white, saying, "We got to leave now." And my mom was like, "I haven't seen the house." And he's like, "No, we got to leave now." And she's like, "Okay." And they left. Well, the realtor had done some checking on the house, and apparently in the upstairs room where my dad had gone, and he was like one of the biggest non-believers, but in one of the rooms he had gone, the two brothers had committed suicide after killing the other family members. So, you know, like I said, you know, even the biggest of
and he carried to his grave what he actually freaking saw. He never told anybody, did he?
No.
I want none of that.
And then this is number two, psychokinetic activity. And that's a fancy word for things moving around without any visible reason. Cupboards flying open, doors swinging wide, or glasses flying off table might be a sign that a ghost or poltergeist is making its presence known. And, of course, their number one is ghostly apparitions.
Yes. We don't have that in the house. We have everything else. So.
I don't know, because, I mean, explain this to me. I'm in my room, and I literally can hear what I thought or think is Wendy talking clearly, like as if she's standing in my room. And I'm like, what in the world? I mean, this is like...
This has happened on more than one occasion.
Yes. And I mean, it is clear as day. Her voice speaking. I will open my door, and there's nothing. Nobody's out there. Nobody's talking. Her light's not on or nothing. But it's like, it is weird. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things that I, and another thing that, you know, kind of gets to me thinking about all these things happening to people. I had something happen to me, and it's very hard to really to have gotten my dad because, you know, like I said, he was like a really strong-willed person. But I freaked him out one time because for some reason, family members and other people that I know, after they passed, they seemed to, like, come to me and tell me different things. And for those that didn't know, my dad's mom was German, and she did not speak English. She spoke all German. I mean, it was like it was hard to understand. A lot of times, you know, I knew some of the German words, but my dad would have to translate it. Well, anyway, right after she passed, I had a dream about it. She came to me in the dream, and she told me something in perfect English. I mean, perfect English. Okay, you're saying, okay, she could tell you anything. Well, I went, and I told my dad what she had said, and again, he turned white and said, "Son, how did you know that? That was something that was personal to the family, and we never shared with anybody." And I told him, "Your mom told me," and it did. It freaked him out. Now, there again, I'll ask you, is that telling me that I'm the Antichrist, that I'm evil?
Yes.
I am? Okay. Oh.
He's not evil, y'all.
Oh, this is interesting. There's probably someone out there listening saying, well, how come I'm not a paranormal investigator, and I'm not really, you know, into that. Why do I dream of being in a haunted house? Well, listen to this. A haunted house can symbolize repressed emotions, or that you need to address unresolved emotional matters or disputes that have taken place either recently or earlier in your life. Being a ghost in the house may be a heartfelt visit from a loved one who has passed, or be a good omen of something to come. So see, there again, not everything is, you know, evil. And this says, to dream that you are being haunted indicates early unpleasant traumas or repressed feelings and memories. You are experiencing some fear or guilt about your past activities and thoughts. In general, ghost symbolizes aspects of yourself that you fear. This may involve a painful memory, guilt, or some repressed thought. That's interesting. Now, another one of you might be wondering, what does it mean to dream of being in a strange house? If you enter a strange room in your dream with various people known and unknown, this could be a warning to be careful in starting up any new relationships. You may also dream that you are in your own house, but open a door and you are completely different, in a completely different environment. Now, speaking of that, since I'm talking about dreams, I had a dream one time that I was on this island of cannibals, and the only way that I could get off this island was to go to the highest point of the island and jump off. Now, everybody knows that if you ever jump off something really high, you always wake up before you land, because they say that, no, you dream of falling, but if you wake up, you don't wake up before you land or something, they say you've actually died.
Right.
If you actually, I think, hit ground. So, in my dream, for some reason, I was remembering that. So in my, and this is a weird part. You guys are going to think I'm weirder than I am, but anyway, it's cool. In my dream, because I was thinking about these cannibals chasing me, I was literally biting my arm in my dream to see what it would feel like. So I know. That's weird. Ooh. Listen to this. What does it mean to dream about ghosts touching your dreams? Ghost and spirit dream symbols. This is about that. Dreaming about ghosts can indicate that there's something haunting your mind and emotions from your past. It may represent an actual person that you had a relationship with, or it could be a project that you have yet to complete. Wow. That is interesting. Ooh. Now, this is one that I want to read because I dream about this all the time. What if you dream about a dead person? This can represent some area of your life that has died. It can refer to death of feelings, such as hopelessness and connections with relationships. And the loss of feeling about somebody. The depression that follows big changes in your life, such as the loss of a love partner, or a job, or a child. Huh. That's interesting. Wow. Well, I want to share this with everybody. I know everybody helped me in saying this to tell Wendy to stop talking. But this is, why do ghosts haunt houses? Some people believe that ghosts are trapped on Earth because they do not yet realize that they are dead. Some ghosts remain when their bodies have been improperly buried or not buried at all. Thus, they're seeking a proper burial. That's interesting, but that's true because, like I said, that's what we've shared before about, you know, why things happen to people, like, you know, you keep seeing something.
Well, people want, they need to tell us things, topics to have on the show, but I can think of one that we should do.
What?
We should do dreams and what they mean and get everybody to send in the dreams to us.
That's a good idea. That is a very good idea. Well, everybody, we're almost nearing the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I hope it didn't bore you too much. I felt it was interesting. And again, I hope everybody stays warm. And please, we want to hear from everybody. Please share your ideas. Nothing is, as you see, nothing is too weird or strange for us.
We'll have a special guest host next week.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be good.
Yay! Special guest host. Yay! Come up with something really good to talk about.
Yes. Well, again, thank you, everybody. You're awesome. I seriously want you to know that we appreciate everybody's support because I'm telling you, sometimes it's not easy, you know, doing this stuff because I feel like, you know, we maybe bore everybody, but want you guys to have a great night. We love you guys.
And we'll have pictures of the kitties this weekend.
Yes. So you guys have an awesome night, and we'll see you next week.
Love you all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.